You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 30th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has made significant changes to U.S. vaccine policy. These changes include replacing the entire CDC vaccine advisory panel and restricting access to updated COVID-19 vaccines. The FDA approved updated COVID-19 vaccines but implemented new restrictions that limit access. Previously, anyone 6 months or older could access a COVID vaccine regardless of health status. Now, updated COVID-19 vaccines are restricted to individuals over 65 or those with underlying health conditions. Secretary Kennedy Jr. stated that the new regulations deliver science, safety, and common sense. Experts expressed concerns that these restrictions will lead to confusion, reduced availability, and increased health risks for the American population. Claire Hannon, executive director of the Association of Immunization Managers, noted that the restrictions could lead to insurance companies refusing to cover the updated vaccines and pharmacies opting not to stock or administer them. Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, called the restrictions a disaster waiting to happen. Dr. Tina Tan, president of the Infectious Disease Society of America, warned that these restrictions put the entire American population at risk for severe COVID disease and complications. This could lead to increased hospitalizations and deaths among those who cannot access the vaccine. The CDC recently changed recommendations for COVID vaccines for children to shared clinical decision-making, causing confusion among parents and pediatricians. This designation can make it less likely for medical providers to keep a vaccine in stock. If vaccine recommendations are weakened, accessing vaccines could become harder, leading families to face hundreds of dollars in out-of-pocket costs for each vaccine. Secretary Kennedy Jr. removed all 17 members of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, and replaced them with 7 new members, many of whom lack deep expertise in vaccines and some of whom have spread vaccine misinformation. This unprecedented move escalates his overhaul of federal vaccination policy. The new ACIP panel includes individuals who have been openly critical of vaccines or have limited infectious disease expertise. The ACIP develops recommendations for vaccine use in the U.S., which are adopted by the CDC and influence vaccine policies, including those for the Vaccines for Children, VFC program. ACIP's recommendations determine coverage under the VFC program, which provides vaccines at no cost for half of all children in America. Without ACIP recommendations, millions of children risk losing access to life-saving immunizations. A conflict of interest refers to situations where a member's personal interest could improperly influence their professional judgment regarding vaccine recommendations. Former ACIP members stated they adhered to stringent conflict of interest standards, requiring disclosure of any conflicts and recusal from voting on issues where a conflict was identified. The public deserves ACIP members who follow established science, sound evidence, and hypothesis-driven research without conflicts of interest. Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s actions reflect his long-standing anti-vaccine stance, criticized for prioritizing personal beliefs over scientific evidence. Despite his platform of Make America Healthy Again, Kennedy Jr. has been a notable voice in the anti-vaxxer movement. His policy decisions are seen as based on vaccine conspiracy theories rather than scientific evidence. Other actions attributed to Kennedy Jr. include slashing hundreds of millions of dollars in research grants for mRNA vaccines. Critics argue that his vaccine policy actions and newly appointed ACIP members do not align with established scientific best practices or U.S. public health. The changes in vaccine policy raise concerns for African American and African diaspora communities, which have historically faced disparities in healthcare access and outcomes. Restricting vaccine availability could exacerbate existing health inequities. Individuals with underlying health conditions may face additional barriers to obtaining necessary vaccinations, leading to higher rates of severe illness. The confusion surrounding shared clinical decision-making for children's vaccines could disproportionately affect families navigating complex healthcare systems. If medical providers are less likely to keep vaccines in stock due to unclear guidelines, it places an undue burden on parents. Copyright African Elements.